So, Alice, you've been talking about cash flow, and that's always an interesting point because you're talking about cash flow at weed firms. So, if you're a
Yes.
weed firm and you put your money at a bank account at a federally insured depository, which is pretty much any bank in the country, those funds are subject to federal seizure because it's a violation of federal law. So that's a bad thing. So good thing in mortgage company, we do have cash flow issues, but we don't run the risk of having all of our funds seized. But cash flow is an important topic. So cash flow is the gasoline of business. People have heard about accounting as the language of business. Well, cash flow is the gasoline of business. Cash flow is the fuel. Cash flow is the element that keeps it moving. It's the stuff you need for the flux capacitor to run. So if you run out of gas, that's a bad thing. You run out of fuel, that's a bad thing, especially when you have payroll that's due the next week. So let's not do that. But we're heading into the slower part of the year, so we're not going to have as much volume in the fall typically. So that means that we need to be really mindful of our cash flow. We've got to watch that gas tank gauge of our cash flow flowing through our business. So for a lot of mortgage companies, that means we need to create this gas gauge. And here's where it gets confusing for folks. The profit and loss net income is not the gas gauge for cash flow. Not to get too technical about this, give you a quick example. Net income is for mortgage companies is an accrued process, an accrual, things that we're going to make. And it's an accrual of both tangible and intangible revenue. So like the unrealized gain of the interest rate lock commitment is intangible revenue, but it shows up in the P&L indistinguishably. You can't tell of the net income how much was from actually collecting cash on gain on sale and how much was it because you just locked a new loan. So you've got to be able to understand that. And this indistinguishable of intangible revenue is a real problem because it looks like you can spend it, but you can't. So you got to augment the P&L statement to be able to understand your gas gauge. Let me say it another way. Do not use your P&L statement as a measure of cash flow. It will be wrong. And the more locks you have and the way that you are treating the interest rate lock commitment derivative asset can totally mess this whole thing up, and you think you've got money when you don't. So let's be really careful about that. Let's focus on cash flow. So to do that, to think about cash flow, you got to look at inputs and outputs. Things that come in, things that go out. So money in is a good thing. We like getting money in. And I'm not talking about revenue recognition. I'm talking about cash deposited into our bank account. And our bank account is secure and safe, and when it's not going to get seized because we're not in the weed business. So the things that come in are most often gain on sale, loan fees, loan closings, and when the loans are purchased. Those are the two big drivers that make cash flow go up. And the things that make cash flow go out are, well, loan fundings again, because we have a portion of the haircut we have to cover typically, and sometimes the loan fees aren't enough to cover everything. We also have to pay payroll and pay all of the commissions, and we've got occupancy expenses that we have to pay. So money going out are the things that we have cash flow to support. Now, here's the part that gets tricky in mortgage banking. We collect the gain on sale when the loan is sold. But we actually count the gain on sale. This is the really crazy part. We count the gain on sale when the loan's locked. How insane is that? Gain on sale counted when the loan's locked, gain on sale collected in cash when the loan's sold. So that's why you can't use the P&L. So we're going to look at what's actually happening. So when a loan
Yeah.
closes, Dave, you're back?
I'm back. Yeah, good job, Eddie. But you're covering it. So when a loan closes, we were talking about some of this recently.
Well, yeah, let me finish my point. I'm like right in midstream here. So when the loans close, it triggers a commission expense, and that commission expense is typically due within 2 weeks. But you don't get the money for the commission expense until the loan is sold. So what happens if the investor is super busy because everybody's got refis and they're slower to purchase the loans, and you don't get the loans purchased by the time that the payroll's due? Well, where are you going to get the money for payroll? for the closed loans because you haven't sold them yet. This is what you got to watch. This is the whole key point of a mortgage company cash flow forecasting. You got to do it week by week by week by week and identify which investors, which loan products, which loans are getting purchased quickly, when the commissions are due, so that you can make certain that you don't run out of gas, because that would be a disaster. We don't want to miss a payroll. That's a bad thing. So watch the stuff, pay attention to cash flow, and that is Dr. Shell, the Profit Doctor, for this week. And there you go, Dave. Back to you.
Well, hopefully it's back to me. I was having trouble. The Block Talk Radio's website just keeps muting me. So I had it all on here in the car. Everything was good, and then it just worked that way. So anyway, thank you. Good job. It's fun having barbecue with you on Saturday as well, Andy. Appreciated that.
Absolutely.
And, so much fun. I want to talk about you are now officially Dr. Andy Shell, the Profit Doctor. So it is official. I guess we may have said that last week, but got to stress it. It's very big accomplished to get your doctorate. And he no more finished it, listeners, and he enrolled for another doctorate program. I mean, isn't it like I just had one root canal. I enjoyed it so much. I want to go and just have another one done, even though I don't need it. That just cracks me up.
Well, you've got to be able to communicate the solutions that are identified. And so this next PhD is actually in communications, which is a much broader topic. It's kind of closer to music and psychology, but it's about how to communicate, how to get people to hear what you're saying, how to know how to present it so that they'll hear what you said.
Yeah.
And you're gifted at that, Dave. You're very naturally gifted. But I'm going to expand on this so I can write my books on how to teach people about how to understand financial statements of mortgage companies.
That's good. The Profit Doctor with a real official title, Doctor.
You bet.